Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Faith. So I recently posted a video on YouTube and it is titled How to Know He's in Love with You. So the next clip you're going to hear is the MP3 or the audio extract from this video. However, you can still go on YouTube to watch the video. I've kind of heard some people that they prefer seeing my face than hearing my voice, but whichever your preference is, I do not mind. It's okay with me. It's fine. I'm not complaining. So go on YouTube. It is at FaithJobe Live. Watch the videos and please do not forget to subscribe to my channel. Thank you so much and do enjoy. So I get this question a lot from girls and they ask, how do I know he loves me? No, the question they ask is, how do I know he's in love with me when a relationship is not really defined and even when it's defined? And to be very honest, that question can be very tricky and I don't want to give you any tricky answers. I want to give you guidelines of things I think you should look out for if you're not really sure, if you're confused whether he loves you or he loves you not. These are my own opinions, of course, from experiences too. I like to study people, so don't judge me. Welcome back, my name is Faith. The first thing, men are like babies. They love to show off their new toys. They love to show off what they truly value. And just like when you were a child, if you got a new toy, you show it to your friends, you know, yeah, see my new toy, blah, blah, blah. If it's something you value so much, you would also want those friends, look, this toy, I like it a lot and I don't want you guys playing around with it. No. No playing around, don't spoil it, don't damage it, do not. It's for me and it's for me alone. But that doesn't stop them from showing that toy to their friends. Now, relating it to men, most men. If a man truly loves you, he's going to talk about you to his friends, to his close friends, to his homies, to his guys, whatever you guys call it these days. Even when you haven't met any of his friends before, they are supposed to know your name before they even get to meet you. And when they finally meet you, like, oh, you're the Faith, or oh, you're the this, or you're the that. If you haven't met your boyfriends or your fiance's close friends before, and first day you meet one of them and they don't know anything about you, like they've never heard of you before, they don't even know whether you existed or not, girl, you should be worried. Yeah, you should be worried, because if he really loves you, he's going to use every little opportunity to bring up your name. Number two is divided into two sections. So let's say number 2A. He would go the extra miles to make sure you are happy. He would go the extra miles to see you happy. Be part of it is that happiness is relative. What makes me happy may not necessarily be what makes you happy. Your man, sub 2, 2B, he needs to know what makes you happy. It is his duty, his responsibility, his whatever, to find out what makes you happy. Because a happy woman equals a happy relationship, and I don't think any man would want a relationship to reduce his lifespan. Nah. So he would go the extra mile to make you happy, 2A. 2B is going to find out that thing that makes you happy, or what I say, those things that make you happy, and try to do them very often because he wants to see you happy. Okay? Number 3 thing you should look out for is his plans. When he's making his plans, he would put you in it all the time, present and future. Of course, the past really doesn't matter in this case. When he's making plans for his future, he would always include you in it, because he cannot possibly imagine a life without you in it. You're in a relationship and you and your boyfriend are having discussions and he's always like, I'm going to do this, and then after that, I am going to, you know, the I kind of person. You should think twice, because if he loves you, he's going to want you in his life for the rest of his life. So he's going to say, we should do this, I think we should do this, you know, I want us to, you know, we and us, something that you should try to see, and see if he says it a lot or he's an I kind of person. And the 4th thing you should look out for, he's going to be protective about you. Yes. And you know, being protective and being jealous, they kind of go hand in hand when it comes to guys and their relationships. And I'm going to tell you why. Do not be deceived by any guy who would say, no, don't worry, I'm not a jealous type. You can do what you want. Go out with your girls, party, Even God Almighty, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, master of the universe. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Even God, he says, I am a jealous God, because nobody wants to share the love of someone they truly love with anybody. Let's face it. If our one true God can say he is a jealous God, I don't know who you are. I'm not saying you should proclaim jealousy into your life. But if you truly love a person, you'll be protective about that person. And being protective, sometimes jealousy is an emotion that comes into play, that makes you want to have this alpha and, you know, protective, you know, peacock, marking my territory kind of thing. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, every man, every human being has an atom of jealousy in them. It's just that sometimes, very often, we try to take that because it's not really a good energy. You know, it could cause a whole lot of trouble, but it's not a bad energy. It's just, I think it's an energy that stays in between. It's not good, it's not bad. It just depends on the circumstance in which that jealousy came up. Sometimes it's cute, sometimes it's annoying. So it depends. He may be able to suppress his jealousy for some time, but sooner or later it always comes out. Like, you cannot hide it for too long. It will show. Your man is a type who knows how to suppress his emotions. This point may be difficult for you to actually, you know, does he love me, does he not love me? If you go out on a date, dinner, go to see a movie with your man, and a guy walks up to you and he's like, girl, you look so good, can I get your number? I just want to talk, you know. I don't know if guys still do this, but I just want to talk, can I call you? And your guy is on the other hand saying, no, don't worry, give him your number, just take it. True man who really loves his girl would not even allow that man come 2 meters close to you. Also talk about entering a conversation that would lead to giving him your number. That's all I can take for now, but I'm going to make another sequence to this. How do I know he's in love with me? Okay. Feel free to comment in the comment section what are some of the pointers that gave you this assurance. That gave you this assurance that your man truly loved you and he was truly in love with you. So you can help someone with your point, like I'm doing now, to help those who would ask me this question again in the future. I'll just direct them to this video. Go and watch it. You will know. You will know. That's all for me, guys. Thank you so much for watching.
So guys, if you have more points to add to this, please feel free to send me an email or a direct message on Instagram. My handle is @FeyJob or @FeyJobLive, and my email is feyjoblive@gmail.com. Or better still, you can send me a voice message here on Anchor FM. If you do not have the app, please do download it. It's going to make things easier for you. And who knows, your voice message just may form part of the next episode. So please leave a contribution. And that is all for me for today. Thank you so much once again for listening, and do have a great day.